had a look at all at the test at the SCG. You know, it is the pink test. You couldn't miss it. Of course, the McGrath Foundation test, and Tracy Bevan from the McGrath Foundation joins me now. Hi, Trace.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Obviously, you're a very busy lady. Thanks for taking a couple of minutes to have a chat to us. This pink test again, where every year it just seems to get bigger and bigger and bigger.
Oh, you know, honestly, it just melts my heart every time I walk into the SCG, which I've been coming to now for 24 years. I pulled up in the car park this morning and I was like, hello, girl. You know, I feel like it's an old friend. And then to see everybody wearing pink, it just really, it's just so moving. I just absolutely love it. And something really special today was announced that we've gone for, we're funding a further 7 McGrath breast care nurses next year, and we've been able to support over 50,000 Australian families. So it's a big day and it's a big week, and I just love it.
Trace, just take people who don't know through, you say 7 nurses, the cost of each one of those to be helping people, that's an enormous cost.
Yeah, it is. So it costs approximately $390,000 for one full-time breast care nurse for 3 years funding. Now, we never look to take that funding away, so it's an ongoing cost. And right now, it costs the McGrath Foundation $12 million to fund our breast care nurse program. You know, so everybody says, oh, you did a great job, pink's everywhere. But you know what? The better we do, the more funds that we need, because there's still families out there who do not have access to one of our breast care nurses, an angel, as Jane described. So we do need that support.
Yeah, those breast care nurses do an enormous job. And the $12 million to run, that's unbelievable.
Yeah, I know. I have to take a deep breath every time I say it. I say it really quickly.
Yeah, it doesn't sound as much money. How much do you sort of raise out of the test in Sydney? Is that the number one sort of fundraiser?
It's not, but you know what? What a platform it is.
Yeah.
This year we set ourselves a goal of $390,000 throughout this week at the SCG. You know, you don't have to be at the SCG to make a donation. You can do that at pinktest.com.au. And right now, just by making a donation, you can win 500,000 Qantas frequent flyer points, which is fantastic. But what this gives us a voice, this gives us a platform, and it does raise, you know, a great amount of funds. But we have a campaign straight after it called Pink Stump Day, and we ask communities to hold their very own pink test, and we, just by registering, we send them a pink kit. And that raises over $1 million for the McGrath Foundation, which is fantastic.
Well, and I know a lot of cricket clubs that I'm aware of, obviously, and have things to do with, they're all behind it. They all do it, which is terrific. And it turns into a great fundraising day and a great day at the cricket clubs as well, not just from the fundraising point of view.
Do you know what? I think that's why it works really well, because, you know, cricket clubs are holding a game anyway. And what we say is pink it up. And then women, you know, daughters, everyone comes to the game and there's pink cupcakes. They do a sausage sizzle. And just by people, you know, some raise $200, $500. Some clubs raise $25,000. But for us, it's all the same, because once it goes in that pot, it allows the foundation to fund breast care nurses. So then, you know, we're supporting Australian families who, honestly, they are doing it so tough. And that's what it's all about.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what it's all about. The way that the corporates have bought into this, the way the players have bought into it, the way that Cricket Australia's bought into it, it's just a fabulous way of a whole lot of people coming together for a great cause.
I love Cricket Australia. I've loved Cricket Australia all my life since I met Michael Bevan. Things don't happen to me, but I love Cricket Australia because they've embraced the McGrath Foundation. They continually support us, as I say, not only at the Pink Test, but also with our Pink Stumps Day campaign. They help us drive that too. But not just Cricket Australia, there's the SCG Trust, there's New South Wales Cricket, and it's the people who come to the ground and wear pink, and it's those who make a donation online who are allowing the foundation to do what we do. And the cricket world is my second family. I love them.
Yeah, and the way the players and you know, everyone around the cricket world, in terms of the Channel 9 people and all that, have embraced it as well spectacularly.
Yeah. I'm just sat talking to Michael Clarke a minute ago, giving him parent advice.
Is that right?
It's just so lovely. And just seeing, you know, with all the boys, all the, you know, players now and the today and the old players, do you know what? It's so lovely that they feel part of this too. A lot of them knew Jane, and it's really important for them too. So they really do support the McGrath Foundation, young and you know, present day and past players. And it's just so great to hear. Who would have thought that the cricket would be seeing the iconic historic Sydney Test is the Sydney Pink Test. Who would have thought that?
Yeah, we had Mitchell Starc on yesterday and he referred to it as the Pink Test. He doesn't refer to it as the Sydney Test or the Third Test. No. It's the Pink Test.
Exactly. Yeah. And I love that.
Yeah, no,
I love that.
It's good, isn't it? Hey, Trez, it must also be, you know, like, I guess in many ways, a sad occasion too, because you think back and you think about Jane.
I do. And everybody asks me all the time, this must be, you know, is this really difficult for you? Not just at the Pink Test, where, as I say, we used to sit together in the ladies' stands. I was just saying recently to Brett Lee that, you know, we used to sit there before we got the wedding rings, really interested in the game. And then when you got the ring, it's like, not so much anymore. But you know what? It brings me closer to her because I made a promise to Jane. I looked her in the eye just before she passed. Glenn and I nursed her till the day she passed away, and I promised her that no matter what, I have the love for her, that I will continue what we both set out to do from my house on the northern beaches of Sydney, because that's where the McGrath Foundation was first born, and I will continue to do whatever it was she wanted us to do and make sure Australian families get support of a breast care nurse, because I know how important it was to her, and I will. That's what drives me. So I actually need the McGrath Foundation more than it needs me.
Yeah.
So, you know, this place, the CG, the cricket, the Pink Test, the McGrath Foundation, I selfishly need it to be able to continue and feel, you know, actually still part of my life.
Trace, thanks for your time. We appreciate it. And it's going to be a great success. And it's already started brilliantly. Once again, thanks for your time. Enjoy the next couple of days.
No, and thank you for your support every year. We really do appreciate it.
Tracy Bevan there from the McGrath Foundation.